We are very grateful to the Lord that we can be here, grateful for the freedom we have, for the unlimited possibilities that God offers us through the technology of the 20th century. And as He gives grace, we will use it. I believe that all the things that were somehow brought into existence happened for a very specific purpose. Not just so that the devil or the politicians or the religious people would use them, but also we who have the greatest and most glorious message to be proclaimed to all peoples, tongues and nations. We want to use these means and these opportunities so that many more may hear the word of the Lord. The thought came to me, and we talked about it at a small press conference a few days ago. By the way, the press will probably be here today around 11:30 to take pictures, to report. And I was asked the question, you used to speak via Radio Luxembourg. Why don't you do that anymore? And that spoke to my heart. I would like to speak again. I want to speak again. If possible, make programs in German and English, and God willing, also in French. You may say, but this costs a lot of money. No, not at all. In this place, we have never spoken of money and about money. We have never presented a program and will not do so until the end. If it is God's business, He will provide. And if He doesn't provide, then it's not His business. That's where we are 100% different from all the evangelists and TV preachers who talk for hours about money. And when it comes to the divine message, it is very short. And whether it is then still a divine message remains in question. What we have started here today is only the beginning. I wished that we can repeat the same thing every long weekend when we are here, until one day the Spirit of God begins to work and people are drawn. And I believe that these are also hours of preparation, but we all need to have this divine love of the Savior in us. We must know what it cost our Lord to redeem us, and not only us, but from all peoples, tongues and nations. We need to realize it anew, and especially we who have received the message for this time. The question is, what did God intend by this? Did He want to make fanatics out of us who ride on this or that? Or did He want to give us an overall view and a total introduction and revelation of His will and His purpose? What do you think God is up to? God intends to bring His work to completion. And as we proclaim the gospel in this place, as it was revealed to a Paul and a Peter, so we are not ashamed to confess that God has used Brother Branham in our generation to make known by divine revelation and inspiration the whole counsel of God, even unto the opening of the seven seals, to reveal all mysteries, but not to make hobby horses out of it or to emphasize special interpretations, but to classify everything biblically so that our proclamation can be heard by all, and this on a biblical basis. Just imagine a brother coming to the front here and would speak about the subject of the seven thunders. What could someone do with it, I ask you? Or about other topics, about a third pull, or whatever. No. God has given us the grace to receive this prophetic ministry from the heart and to place it biblically. And we may go forward with the Lord in the absolute certainty that He who has begun will also finish. He has only one plan, only one program, and we must become a part of this divine plan and program. And that doesn't go in different directions. That goes in one direction, and that is the divine direction. And the divine direction is always the direction of His Word, aligned according to the Word, believing as the Scripture says. That is what is required in these days. You all know, it is written that in the last days many will stray from the truth and many will lose the truth. But the hour of truth is here, and all who are of the truth hear the voice of God. They hear the voice of God. And the voice of God is and remains His Word forever. Nothing can and must be added to the completed testimony of the Holy Scripture. Woe to him who does so, for judgment is already upon him. I mean, judgment has already been pronounced in Revelation 22. Let us remember when somebody came to Brother Branham and said to him, if the seven seals are revealed, then that will be something that is not in the Bible at all, but just something very big and mighty and so forth. And the Spirit of God admonished him on the spot, and he said, no, it will be in the Bible and must be in the Bible. God will do everything, namely within the limits of His Word. And so we have the possibility to check whether it's true or not, whether things are so or not. On the other hand, there are people who put the Holy Scripture aside and say, if we have the sermons, then we don't need anything else. For us, it is exactly the other way around. The sermons have revealed the Holy Scripture to us in a light and made them more precious than ever before. We have not seen the things, and today we can see them by His grace. We will hear many things in these days. And I come back to what Brother Barrier said. We are not here to preach. We are here to let God speak through us. And that's also what Brother Rus wanted to express in his few words last night in conclusion. And this became very great to me. There is a big difference between a person who preaches and puts his thoughts across and a person who puts himself at God's disposal so that His Word can go forth through him. Both may perhaps have their place. The preachers of the gospel, they have to be. The evangelists are necessary. The teachers and the shepherds, everything has to be there. But we have reached the point where we have understood that this is a prophetic age, and that God has sought and found a man through whom he could speak. But if we were to proclaim and preach this person, we would be fools. Have you understood this? To distinguish between the Spirit of God and the spirit of idolatry, that is what we must distinguish. So many have the spirit of idolatry and worship the prophet, lift him up to heaven, and bypass what God is doing now with song and sound, with cymbals and trumpets. Those who have grasped what God has done through the ministry of the prophet will find and have the connection to the continuation of what is happening now. Those who do not find the connection have missed it and have not understood what it is all about. The Amen was very weak. The Amen was very weak. Every now and then it is necessary so that we know that we have understood. Brother Rus read the wonderful word from Psalms 115, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. No, give glory to your name. For thy mercy's sake and for thy faithfulness' sake, I have not yet heard of anyone who has been honored by the preaching of the gospel." When we read the accounts of Paul, especially in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and he describes his life beaten, persecuted, going through many hardships and difficulties, and at the end he says, "We have become dung and the scorn of all the world." No man of God has ever been honored. And I read to you what our Lord said in the Gospel of John, in chapter 5, verse 41. John chapter 5, from verse 41. "I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only?" Have we ever noticed these verses like this before? Honor from men I accept not. Do you know that our Lord, as the Son of Man, while doing his prophetic ministry, even rejected the one who came to him and said, "Good Master," and do you know what he said? "No one is good but God alone." He stood there in the form of a servant, in a shape of a man, and immediately gave the rebuke, "Not here the earthly form, but God must be worshipped in spirit and in truth." I always rejoice when I read the scriptures like this and see all these things that God has done, whether it was prophets, whether it was apostles, or our Lord. And this must continue today in the same harmony. If we have the same word and have received the same Spirit, then we have followed in the same footsteps and we have the same message of God, with the only difference that it may have been completed and that the things that were not yet revealed have now been revealed. For that we thank God, but we remain sober and clear in all things to the end with the help of the Lord. And I will also tell you why God has done it in that way. We never had the urge to be something or to bring specialities to the people. We only had one desire in our hearts: to pass on what God has entrusted to us, to distribute the food. And for that, there's no need for a special trumpet sound to go before us. It is enough if we do what the Lord has commanded us. And I would like, in connection with this thought, to read briefly from the Gospel of Matthew. Firstly, from chapter 11, Matthew chapter 11, in reference to John the Baptist, it is said here in verse 11, Matthew 11, verse 11, "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The explanation is not given. No explanation at all. It is simply said. And we know, of course we know, what is meant by that. I read on. "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." Let me relate this to this time, to the special commission of Brother Branham. Since those days, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. For God does not only want to shake the earth, he wants to shake heaven and earth before the end comes. As we can read it in Hebrews, there God says, "I will once more shake heaven and earth." At the first coming of Christ, heaven and earth were shaken. Heavenly hosts came down, singing. The angel made the announcement. The shepherds were informed. They went, they found, they saw what had happened. The angel came to Zacharias. The angel came to Mary. Heaven and earth were shaken. God made the connection. Supernatural things were happening. And also in these days, supernatural things are happening. And I'm very happy about that every time when I hear the testimony of Brother Branham. And he says, "The angel of the Lord came to me. I saw the light shining through the ceiling, and I thought somebody was shining with a mighty torch into it. And the light was getting greater and greater. And then he saw how the figure descended in that light, and the feet touching the ground or the floor. And the angel of the Lord said, 'I have been sent to you from the presence of God to tell you this and that.'" We have heard it often enough. There are people who cannot believe it. I can believe it for all of you. I have not the slightest difficulty. On the contrary, I see the parallel with the first coming of the Lord. And it still applies today, what is written in Hebrews chapter 1. I can read it to you, so that we have the wording exactly as it was left for us here. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Oh yes, they are angels, ministering spirits, and we are here to serve God, and they are here to serve God. Everything is at His disposal, in heaven and on earth. Yes, we can expect more supernatural things as we come closer to the end and God begins to reveal Himself in a mighty way. Yes, we believe that Jesus Christ lives. We believe that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we believe that the days of the apostles have returned. And we believe that we live in Bible days. What is written in the Bible is still true today. Today we can still experience the same. And we have to reckon with it. Not that somebody says, Lord, send me an angel. That would be foolishness. But if only we could be so expectant without our own wishes. Write down your wishes at Christmas. Hand the list over to each other if you have a special wish. But as far as God is concerned, we have only one wish, that He may come to His right with all of us, that His name may be glorified. And even if we fall into the deepest shame and disgrace, that shall be fine with us, if only His name is glorified. And as Brother Ruth said, if many more could increase the praise of the Lord, if many more could get saved and accept salvation by grace, that is our desire. I have to say the word from the Gospel of Matthew here again, very officially, so that no one makes anything special out of this. You all know how on the one hand you are rejected, so on the other hand you are accepted. But then it can also happen that things get out of balance in both directions, and both are not good. It is good if we classify things biblically, but don't harp on it, but leave it there and continue our way with God. Here, in Matthew 24, in this said word, it says in verse 45, who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. I only wish to say the following for the clarification of this word. He who has taken good heed to the wording, what is already written in the first part, namely, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household. Here is the divine order. Whether you can take it in this way or not, this is up to you, and it's up to all those in all the world. But this is how I see it, at least from a divine point of view. God has told his servant and prophet, don't travel to Switzerland for the one meeting, but return to Jeffersonville. Store up the food, because the time is coming when it will be needed. Brother Branham saw in a vision the boats. He saw for himself a white boat, and the Spirit of the Lord said to him, thou art a preacher, therefore thou hast a white boat. Your companions' boats have other colors. And the Lord spoke to him about the details, of what was to happen, not one meeting overseas, but the storing up of the food, because the time is coming when it will be needed, and you can read about it. I don't know if there was 24 hours time difference between what the Lord Brother Branham said in America and between the Lord speaking here in Krefeld on Louisen Street 160 with the words, store in the food. And you all know what was said there. A few days ago, a man in Jakarta asked me, a great Pentecostal preacher who also reads Brother Branham's sermons, I have already said it somewhere, he asked quite naive but spontaneously, Brother Frank, was the voice of the Lord speaking to you like the voice of great waters? And I said, no, my beloved brother, it was not like that. It was so clear and so distinct. I was able to put commas and full stops, articulate it as I am not able to do, so every final syllable was clearly emphasized. Amen. Amen. Do you think I would say this with a Bible open in front of me, knowing that one day I will have to stand before the judgment with all of you? I would know better than to do that. But I cannot deny it. And those who demand it of me, I must disappoint. I must stand by what I have been told. And when it is said here that someone is set over his household, so not over the church, but over those who have to serve the church in all the world, that is the point. And if that point is not recognized, then today you run in that direction, tomorrow you run in that direction. Today one follows this man, an aged messenger, and tomorrow another. Here is a divine direction according to the scripture, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household. And that is difficult. Every preacher, whether he is one or not, he wants to be something. And who shall be set over him? Yes, this is very difficult. But that is the divine order. And I can't help it that the Almighty God has given me, like Moses or later Joshua, the concept by revelation. And if someone were to ask me, where did you get it? Then I would have to say, from the living God by revelation of the Holy Spirit, namely the overall view of what God has had proclaimed and revealed. Here it is about the food in due season. You yourselves know that even a meal must be prepared properly. When a table is laid, then the stew does not necessarily have to be there. Then things must be able to be passed on in a nice, orderly way, without a mess, without making people sick. But if someone now goes and says, yes, Brother Frank alone, Brother Frank alone, that is absolute fanaticism, and that is absolutely wrong. It is not Brother Frank alone, but all of us who have heard the divine message in these days and could place and classify it. All of us together form the body of the Lord. But this I will tell you, in the same way that all the great evangelists in the days of Brother Branham and to this day have had great success with his name and built great kingdoms within the kingdom of God, without responding to what he preached, so it is happening now. Be amazed. Somebody calls me from South Africa and says, oh, listen, I have a glorious message for you. Brother so-and-so from the land so-and-so was here, and he said he was baptized by you, and so forth. I flicked my ears and thought, the enemy of the first rank is using my name to find entrance. And then, what things you can find, no human being can comprehend. Everyone knows exactly how to place the flag to find the entrance. And then it starts. No. Hear me. Who in the days of Paul could not submit, and this man knew the gospel that I preach, I received not from man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And he even said, you put up with it when another gospel, another Christ is preached to you, and you have received another spirit. But then he drops the hammer. That was not Paul. Paul was a beloved man of God, who not only wrote of love, who practiced love. But then he said, whoever preaches a gospel other than this one that God has given me, even if it were an angel from heaven, let him be. That sounds very strong. There was a lot of activity in all countries. Everywhere people went out and preached. But there was a guideline, a divine guideline, at which everything had to be lined up and measured. How many beat their chest and said, we don't need Paul, we have the gospel, we have Christ. How many have said in these days, we don't need Branham, we have the gospel? Yes, what gospel do they have? A completely different one from what Paul preached. That is exactly how it is now. One doesn't want to say it. But all those who think they have succeeded under their own direction, in contrast to what God carried on and continued right after Brother Branham went home, they think they have succeeded. Temporarily, yes, but not in the long run. For at some point, the hour of truth will come, and God will only bear witness to the word of truth and give the final confirmation by his grace. So, God has given us the privilege, has entrusted us with all his goods, has revealed to us the whole counsel of salvation. But in doing so, we must remain sober and clear. Just as we make nothing special of Paul or Peter here, so we make nothing special of Branham or Frank or anyone else. We are thankful for the various ministries which complement each other and which include the whole Word of God and show the people of God the whole counsel of our God by an overall view and insight. This we confess freely and openly. This is what God has called us to do. This is the direct ministry and continuation of what God had begun. God does not need a man today who tries to imitate the ministry of Brother Branham, who says, here is fire and there is light. No, the revealed word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We have a more sure word of prophecy that shines like a bright light in a dark place. We hold fast to the word of the Lord. And indeed, Paul writes to the Thessalonians, ye brethren, are not in darkness, that this day should overtake you like a thief. No, God has given light at evening time, and in this light we walk until the midnight hour strikes. We do not add revelation, because everything has been revealed. And if anyone thinks that God has forgotten something, then I must remind that this is not true. To someone I told recently who spoke of an eighth messenger, I asked him, in the hand of the Lord were seven, and in whose hand then shall the eighth be? In the hand of the Lord there are seven, and he speaks of the eighth, not with me. I think I can say that there's probably no one who has read Brother Branham's sermons so thoroughly and taken note of the contents. It is simply in the nature of things, because on the one hand I have translated, and on the other hand, because my ministry is directly connected with it, and for that reason I can allow myself a judgment on that. And I say it quite openly, if there are statements that I cannot classify biblically, cannot classify yet, then I leave them. I leave them to God. And when the time comes, we will also understand the rest that we don't understand today. But to interpret, I have not, I will not, I cannot in all the future. This word, beloved brothers and sisters, applies to the present time. But I ask you, do not make anything of it, but only be grateful that God has revealed to us the whole fullness of His Word, that really everything that had remained hidden has been brought to light. And for this I would like to read you a word from Corinthians, in which Paul very sharply points out or even rebukes and writes in 1 Corinthians in chapter 1 from verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 11. For it has been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. And then he comes to the point and says, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? Do you see what this is about? It's about correction. Not to make anything out of a man, but to respect every man of God. I'm thankful to God for Brother Barrier, for all the brethren who are here today, who minister with the word. Imagine if he came somewhere and people would talk about Brother Frank. That would be wrong. That wouldn't be right. When he comes there, they are to receive him as a servant of God and be ready to hear what God will speak through him. You can't do it. That's glorifying a man. And God doesn't want that. God says, I give my glory to no one else. I am God and no one else. If we have to carry out a service, then after we carried out the ministry, we say, I'm a wretched and miserable servant. I have only done what I was told to do. I mean that. I'm not just saying that. I mean that. Please, do not defend me. Please, leave me alone. Leave me to God. But confess what God has done in this generation. Love the word that He has revealed. Receive it in your hearts. But do not give thanks to a man, but give thanks to God for everything in every situation. I also cannot go and say, Brother Branham, I thank you, or Paul, I thank you. I can only do one thing. I can only say, Almighty God, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for all the prophets, for all the servants of God, until this very day. And as we have read it, that we should not go here or there by a party spirit, but simply follow Christ our Lord and serve Him and give Him alone the glory, that He may come to His full right. Have we all understood this? To distinguish between the exalting of a man and the gratitude to the word which God has addressed to us. Man is a miserable vessel. It's not about the vessel, but of the content, and the same content that was revealed in the prophets, in the apostles, the same word that was revealed to Brother Branham has been revealed to us. And today, we as a whole are vessels of God, filled with the same revelation, the same word, and the same power. Do we understand this? We are not just spectators of something to admire someone. We are partakers. We may experience and receive what God has prepared for us. If the question is whether the Lord has given the commission, then I must say absolutely yes, because it's true. If the question is whether food of God is distributed, then I must say yes, but at the same time say, the food is that I do His will. Before we can do it, we have to know it. And man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. And in our days, holy, pure, revealed, living word has gone forth from the mouth of God. We have not heard a dead letter. We have heard living words of divine revelation. And Jesus our Lord said, the words that I speak to you are spirit and are life. They create spirit-worked life in us for the glory of our God. His name be praised and exalted forever and ever. Amen. Let us stand up and worship. Maybe we sing the wonderful chorus, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy.
Glory, glory, halleluja, seine Wahrheit schreitet voran.
Himmlischer Vater, Heavenly Father, let what has been said be committed to you, and may all who have heard it, may they rightly understand. It is not about a man. It is about you, about your work, about the completion of what you have begun. At all times, you had your messengers in heaven and your servants on earth, angels as ministering spirits and your servants to be flames of fire. Beloved Lord, I thank you for the connection between heaven and earth. The connection exists. You have made it. You have reconciled yourself with mankind. You have made peace to those who are near and those who are far. and you have taken away the middle wall of partition. You have redeemed us. You pardoned us. You revealed yourself to us. Beloved Lord, we pray together in this hour that you will stop all those who are on the ways of Balaam and who think they have a share in the prophetic message but are going their own way. May you stop them. Hopefully, you will soon find an ass, of which there are many, but a female donkey through whom you can speak, to whom you can open its mouth, or even a donkey, so that the way of these people may be blocked and they may be stopped, so that your people may not be torn and not be broken and shattered. But let the hour come, O Lord, the hour of divine confirmation of your word among your people. Lord, we praise you and we worship you. Your work be committed to you. Take away all rebellious spirits. Take away all stubbornness, all self-will. Take away all self-willed programs. May you use us, O God, and glorify your name and your word, and do great things in these days. Stop me, stop everyone in their own ways, and lead us back to your path. Lord God Almighty, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the speaking of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Bless all ministering brethren and bless all your people here and in all places. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.